This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, December 9th, 2015, from HiRISE on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. The coming and going of ice. Like Earth's water table, Mars has an ice table. Sometimes the ice table coincides with the ground surface, as it does here. The knobby pitted terrain is caused when ice is deposited and then sublimates over and over again. This geologic process is called accrescence and decrescence, and also occurs on Neptune's moon Triton and on Pluto, though in the outer solar system, the ice is not water ice. Other evidence for ice here includes the rope-like curved flow feature that resembles glacial flow. Strange patterns in Eku's chasma. This image shows bright and dark patterns with curving boundaries, a good example of Mars art. What caused this appearance? This region of Eku's chasma has been flooded by lava flows that produced rough and smooth surfaces. The rough areas then trap bright dust, creating the contrasts in brightness. Curiosity Trek. The Mars Science Laboratory Curiosity continues its exciting traverse of Mars. In an image acquired in September, it was exploring the boundary between two rock units, the light-toned Murray Formation and the overlying and darker-toned Stimson Unit. We can clearly see the rover in a complex terrain marked by tonally varied rocks, which, on the surface, can correspond to the contact between rock units and dark sand. In a second, more recent image, the rover has moved quite a ways from its previous location. It's now further south, closer to the dark Bagnall dune field. These red lines delineate the boundary of a sandstone outcrop, imaged by Curiosity's Mastcam camera on August 27, 2015. Inverted streams in the Aeolus region. The sinuous ridges in this image display strong characteristics of ancient meandering riverbeds that are preserved as inverted topography, shown here in blue. The ancient river sediments that make up the ridges might have allowed fluids to produce cements, like calcite or iron oxides, to make the channel lithology resistant to weathering and erosion. Later, physical and/or chemical processes removed the weaker surrounding floodplain material and left inverted river channels or positive relief. On closer inspection, degradation along sections of some inverted channels display large blocks of cemented sediment that were transported downslope by mass wasting. The sinuous character of the ridges resembles multi-thread river branches, implying that the ancient river flowed down a gentle to nearly horizontal slope. This ancient river was a mature meandering system with flow from south to north. Multiple branches that diverted from the main flow later converged back with it. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.